On, it's your girl L'Oreal,
and it's your girl Andrea,
and you are listening to Lux Lifestyle. We are here. It is our first episode of second season. We're super excited. We have a special guest,
yes,
Mr. Justin Williams, director, actor, extraordinaire, comedian,
creative.
We are so happy to have him here. He is here to talk about his brand new short film, Deception.
Amen.
And we are ready to see what type of deception we're going to jump into today. All right. All right. So, Justin, we normally start our show off with Thank God for Emojis.
Okay.
So, Thank God for Emojis is to talk about exactly what emoji is telling how you feel right now.
I know last time I said that, you know, stressed out, but this time I'm good at this time. I just go with a red heart.
Okay. A red heart.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm good. Everything going good in your life?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm in a way better place now.
Okay. Yeah. You got your rest that you needed.
Yes.
I respect that. Rest is needed. Ooh, my mama celebrated her birthday today. She's 49. So I was like,
turn up, mama.
Turn up, Virgo season. Oh, y'all. It's a lot of Virgos in my family. And Justin's birthday on September 20th, the same time as the premiere. So check that out.
Y'all make sure y'all.
Whatever way to bring your birthday.
Right.
That's the livest way.
And for the love, I'm going to have to say my emoji will be a rose because my mama. I love her. Tupac. You know, I got to give that to her.
Definitely. Their mama. Mine is still going to be those that emoji with the star eyes because I'm excited. I have a lot going on. The stars are shining through.
Yes.
Like, it's lit.
Chakras lining. Okay.
All right, so we're going to go right into what's really going on. Now, what's really going on in media today, Andrea?
Man, so Blac Chyna, she said that she, you know, people, she said her biggest flex is basically her taking care of her two kids and not getting money for Rob Kardashian and Tyga. And I was like, I thought she was getting, you know, help from
everybody.
You know,
did.
It's the Kardashian. You know, I'm just saying, I thought she was there for him, but apparently she doing it on her own. So that's a big flex for, you know, taking care of your responsibilities, what you have to do. But a commenter did say, women making good money does not absolve men of their financial responsibilities to their children. True. Let's stop making women feel bad for getting what their children are entitled to. So, when it comes to child support, that whole dilemma, how y'all feel about that?
Justin, you have a child.
Yeah, I'm not on child support.
Right on.
So, how do you feel about that?
I take care of my son, so I don't know. I think men who don't do anything for their kids definitely should be on it. Don't mean they're going to pay, but I don't know. I was raised by a strong mother who didn't file child support on any of our fathers. So I just see it like she just picked up where they, you know, left off, I guess. So I don't know. It don't matter to me. Follow me. I'm going to still do what I'm supposed to, pay it, still do what I'm supposed to for my sons. It's responsibility.
That's what
I think. I think it's more so about being there, too.
Yeah.
A lot of times, a lot of fathers think that it's just, okay, I'm going to be the financial person. I just throw the money.
Yeah.
It's all right. But they don't realize that time that they're missing with the kid, those are precious memories that you cannot get back.
Now,
right.
So I made a post on Facebook like that probably like last year saying that money is not enough.
Yeah.
Money doesn't, you know, raise a kid. You know, so, and people, it's like a debate about that.
I saw that too. I was even
like
commenting.
Fathers was like, the fathers were saying, like, shoot, you know, if I paid, what's a nonsense? So.
The stuff that I'm even, it's not necessary.
Material.
It was Galveston County people, though, so it was.
Yes.
Yeah, the county. I
unfortunately,
love y'all,
yeah, y'all gotta do better. Okay. Coming from being the child of a single parent household,
same.
I just feel like we gotta make sure that fellas, y'all stepping up, taking care of your kids, taking care of your duties, and not just being the bank account.
I feel
a inside parent.
Most men, I be broke. So
that's true.
You better come with something.
That's true.
Well, I'm glad you said it and I did.
But then, I'm like, how are we having kids? if you broke, like,
nobody think about broke and rich and missed that.
Because we're supposed to date intentionally, but it's like, at what point do you date intentionally? Because you know, we go from
I'm learning every day.
I think from like 21 to now, I've learned so much. I'm not the same person I was in high school. I'm not the same person I was at 25. Right. Like, I'm totally different. So it's like, you just got to grow with it. You got to do better.
It's all a part of what you want in life.
Yeah.
Right. How y'all feel about Cardi B and Offset's divorce now? I saw that coming. I'm just going to say it.
The relationships, it's a publicity stunt.
I feel like that.
I mean, they probably were, but for the most part, it's...
I think in that relationship, people always try to make it seem like the woman is the one that's in the wrong all the time. You know, they just now men.
Jada Pinkett cheated.
First of all, Jada Pinkett did not cheat. They were on a break. Cut it out.
It doesn't matter. If I'm married, a break doesn't mean other people step in.
If y'all are separated,
we step away until we get our stuff together.
But didn't they say they had open marriage, like when we was kids, like for the longest, and it was a rumor?
I'll find out one day when I'm working with
you. Okay. I know, as far as like just talking about them, Cardi B, like with the WAP, men always say that when you're overly sexual, that turns them off. How do you feel about that? Does a woman's sexuality change your perspective of them?
It depends. If it's keep it out the public. But she's an entertainer, so he knew what he signed up for. He knew, her life before them. And I mean, it's either he accepts her for that or he don't. Me personally, I don't want nothing everybody said.
Okay.
Everybody can see it. Everybody, I don't want that.
I feel that. I rock with that, actually.
So, in other news, and this will be the last of what's really going on. Mm. Ashley Darby of Real Housewives of Potomac.
Okay.
So she's having some issues with her husband. And she decided to, whenever he cheats, to smell his drawers. Just to check and see if, a little extra scent is there. Yeah, she wanted to know, are you cheating on me? Do I need to break it down? So... how far is too far in a relationship?
That's too far. I don't want to smell your underwear. I don't even want to wash it. I'm sorry. That's nasty. That's privacy.
I wouldn't even be cool with that.
I would say probably
going through the phone. That's too far.
That's too far.
Going through the phone is too far?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that too. I don't do that.
Without them knowing.
True.
I would say that's why.
Have you ever gone through anybody's phone?
Definitely.
Like in your older age, younger,
Probably
like. Couple months ago. Yeah. So we going through phones for real. I'm not gonna lie. I go through Instagram, I go through likes.
No,
I'll check it out.
It happens. And I just think it's all part of insecurity.
Yeah.
It is.
That's what it is.
How do you... okay, so if it's about insecurity, and that was leading into my question, how do you make somebody secure in your relationship? Like, what do you do to make your relationship secure?
Me now?
Yes.
I know it's... I have to have that within myself.
Yeah.
I cannot put that on her for, her to secure me in any type of way. I have to be able to trust her with what I, trust in myself. And
yeah.
So if I don't have it within me, then it'll never work for me. So... it's the same with her. That's what it is.
I did it once with an ex.
I'm not the
hideous
in the car.
I did it one time only because he made, I get the quote when they say you make me insecure. I understand that now.
Yeah.
Because they'll make you peer and I'll be like, no, I'm not tripping. I'm like, wait, let me check some out. And I'm like, I was right.
Nah, that ain't insecurity. That's intuition.
Intuition? Okay,
people
I like that.
To
yeah.
Your intuition and insecurity.
Thank you.
When you know.
Yeah.
So,
you always
said, y'all.
Yeah.
You said.
So this is coming from a man.
Nah, for real. And a lot of times we be wrong. Man, we be wrong. Nobody gonna say we be out of it wrong.
Y'all listening?
Y'all heard?
Y'all heard what he said? Y'all do be wrong.
Houston, Texas, demo. You heard that?
Y'all be wrong. So moving right into it, we want to get right into deception. Tell us what you can tell us all about deception, the process, going through it, making the movie.
Yeah. So for me, when I first came up with the idea, it was, you know, strictly getting it done, you know, as far as the writing part, creating the characters and, you know, scenes and stuff like that. Actually, while I was writing it, I was talking to a good friend, Russell Reed, and, you know, he was, you know, explaining to me that you wanted to make your first film be something that could get your name in and, you know, establish you as a filmmaker. And so I knew I had to come in with something, you know, serious, something like this that's been talked about, you know, since we've been working on it and stuff like that. So for me, it was just writing it, running the ideas by people, you know, getting agreements and, you know, the actual script itself, having people look over it, going through, pre-production as far as, you know, finding out who's going to film it, who's going to do the sound, where we're going to film it at. You know, I was blessed to, with every location I used, I knew the people, you know, family members and stuff like that, so I didn't have to spend a dime to, you know, get the movie done.
Wow.
Listen.
So,
listen.
Nah, definitely. And so it was just really just following protocol and, you know, the structure of filmmaking, you know, that really kept us on track to, you know, get it done. So, I mean, I don't know. I think I kind of went outside the box of what people normally do. Only because I didn't have the knowledge that I have now.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of all over the place, but it still, you know, came out no good.
Yeah.
So, but the knowledge I have now, next project for me would be totally done right. And that's if it take a whole year to just go through pre-production and stuff like that. So I know to take my time next time.
Okay.
So. Perfect timing, because I saw a tweet that Issa Rae said it's better to, like, network across than network up. Yeah. So just you saying all that, I'm like, that makes sense. Yeah. Like, the network people you know, they have the access and resources.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. That's a good business trade, really.
Important.
Yeah.
So how long did it take to actually make the short film?
Like, I want to say, like, and, like, just adding a day, it's probably, like, 6 days.
Really?
Yeah.
6 days to make it?
I thought it was
like... Like, 2 weekends, you know, we filmed on over weekends, so, and that's including the reshoots as well.
Okay.
Like, 6 days, 6-7 days. I wouldn't say past 10 days.
Okay.
No.
Okay, I'm sending you on Tyler Perry.
Right.
Nah, we got it done. We got it done. I wish stuff could have been different, but I wouldn't change, you know, like, well, I'd be contradicting myself, so.
No, I mean,
For the future, I know, you know, how to plan stuff out next time. No.
Yeah.
This time we just, I mean, the time we just, you know, when we filmed the sets, we just kind of winged it, you know, when we could. We got it done. That was the most important part.
Now, like your previous work, you did Unlawful Matrimony, you did some skits. So how would you say your work has improved over the years till now?
Oh, like, we were writing that every week, like literally every week, coming up with something and trying to get it to our actors and actresses. And, you know, they had to, I was putting like a heavy weight on them. They had to learn, you know, the script within a day if I didn't even have it, you know, made out early in that week. And so we just got through it. We really did not, we didn't know what we were doing. We didn't. We just went for what
you
we
couldn't
did.
Tell.
Right?
You could not tell.
Somebody we did not know what we were doing, I swear. But it, I mean, it came together. It worked. It worked. So that's.
So, you've always been a creative,
right.
Comedian, always joking in class, making
yep.
funny videos, always. So, what was it, and at what point did you decide, this is for me, this is what I'm going to do?
Like I say, man, I literally, my whole school career, like, stayed in trouble for doing something, you know, I wasn't supposed to. Even at home, like, getting in trouble for, you know, making fun of my brothers and stuff like that. I knew I was supposed to entertain. Like, if you can make people laugh, you know, bully and make people cry, it's, and you hold something in you that can be positive if you put it into the right way. So now when I make people cry, it'd be through my work and stuff like that. And so for me, when I was doing those Instagram videos, I knew it was funny. I just didn't know, like, how serious I was supposed to, you know, get into it. And then once I reconnected with, you know, Sheree, she kind of brought that, you know, back out of me. And I was just like, yeah, this might be it for me.
Okay.
So when we did Unlawful Matrimony, that's when I knew that film was for me. Yeah. And that I would definitely, like, pursue it all the way.
Okay. And speaking of deception, when it comes to relationships, I really want to, I got to see this movie. I got to see it.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Y'all going to be there, right?
Yes. Right. We are going to be there. Right,
cool.
So, do you think that every relationship starts off with a little bit of deception?
A lot of
it. Okay.
Because everybody's playing this role like there's somebody that they're... I can't speak for everybody, but a lot of times when you first date, I mean, when you first meet somebody, you're trying to impress them, like, solely with everything you do, everything you say. You try not to text back too fast. You want to seem busy. You just want to make it look like you got it going on.
Yes.
And after time passes, you get to see, like, really the person you're truly dealing with. And that's why I think, you know, for men, most of the time, you know, we do a good job of leading women on.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after we get the special thing, it's like, we out.
Dang.
Nah, is that true, though?
That's true.
It's the brutal truth. Like,
yeah.
But you never know. That's why they say you got to date intentionally. You got to make people wait.
Yeah.
Unless they on the same page, then it's, you know, that's that. But I think definitely people lie a lot.
I think people lie all the time. I know I lie a lot. White lies. I lied. Said I was 5 minutes away. I was really 10 minutes away. I mean, hey. So, you know.
What's the biggest lie I've probably told?
Ooh.
Think about it.
I think I told this chick in high school one time. She went to, like, Pearland or something. While we was at Lamarck, I think I told her I had, like, 2 cars.
She believed it.
When was
that high? I forgot.
What grade, though?
This is probably like 10th grade.
Yeah, she should know.
Nah, for real.
You said senior year, I'm like, maybe you know.
Yeah,
but not 10th grade.
For sure, I was out of line.
How did she find out that?
We just stopped talking.
Oh, so she never found it.
So at least he know. What's the biggest lie you ever told?
Girl.
I lied to say I was 5'3", and I said, I'm like, I'm 5'1", I'm still
No,
you know you didn't lie.
I think,
I probably have to check myself. I think the biggest lie I've ever told was probably like, I'm single.
What? Oh.
Oh, mama, I love you.
Oh, now mama gonna know.
I was in college at that time, but the biggest lie I ever told was, mama, don't listen to this, please.
She gonna tune in.
So, when I was in, at Sam, I met this guy. He lived in Houston. So, on Thursday nights, I would go to his house and tell my mama I was leaving Friday morning. That's different with guys versus girl mamas. It's totally different. Yeah.
And I will underscore her. You said he lying. He told her he got pulled over. He made me play police song on my phone into his speaker. It's your brother. They all listen.
That's my brother's wife.
Yeah.
Hey, what? You giving away? She giving away this
bed.
We wanted to know. We trying to hear what's going on.
Oh, I remember that. Oh man. I told them to play some sirens like they were picking me up, like I was finna go to jail. I was cheating.
No.
I was with the girl. I was with the other girl. At their house.
So they helped you. They helped you. They telling the story.
He said, y'all
accomplices,
y'all. Y'all can't snitch on him like that.
That's funny. Oh, man.
Y'all should have seen his face when y'all said that.
I'm going to tell y'all who I was with, too, after this.
Okay. Because I sure want to know.
I know I want to know now.
So what are some of the red flags that you can tell that makes you like, I got to run away right now. I can't do it anymore.
Mm.
Well, I hope I never have to come to that point again.
Right?
You know, I'm in love, so.
Oh.
I hope I never have to come to that point.
So in past relationships, what were some red flags for you?
I didn't know. I was the red flag. So I didn't know what to look for in nobody else. No, but, you know, I mean, now it's just like, I think probably the biggest red flag for me would be somebody who lies.
Okay.
Somebody who's not honest. That'd probably be that.
Yeah.
And it could be a smile lie. Like, once I know you're a liar, you're a liar to me.
Right, right. I think mine would be, like, miscommunication. Or, not even miscommunication. Like, lack of communication. That's a red flag to me. I'm like, you're not consistent. We can't work. We can't
get it.
So it's just to communicate, not how they communicate.
Yeah, just communicate.
Just how to communicate
how
to you.
Because those two things.
I learned my love language.
Communicate, but it's, you know, how.
Right.
When.
When.
Mine is when I'm trying to communicate how I feel and the guy doesn't try to understand. Doesn't try to give, you know, like, okay. I'm giving a little, he not giving nothing.
Like when you send a whole paragraph, they read the last sentence, you like, I just said everything else before that.
Nah, yeah.
Gotcha. Why do y'all do that?
Nah, I had that bad. Definitely, like.
So, how did you, or how do you determine when you are ready for a real relationship?
I'm in love.
How did you know that?
Okay. I knew the first time we kissed. And we weren't even together at the time. No, I swear. She don't believe it, but I swear. The first time we kissed, I knew I was in love. I swear.
I'm looking at her face, y'all. She's like.
I cannot make this up. I swear.
You know, I'm believing him. I'm going to believe him because my boyfriend told me. And I'm like, well, we weren't together. He's like, and I was like.
I knew. I knew because so I was supposed to have been out with my friends. We were at Texas State, right? I was supposed to be out with Blake and them. We were supposed to go out. It was like five
Texas
or ten
State.
Of us. And they were mad at me because I sat in the car with her for 5 hours that night. Like four. It was so many hours that night. And I just knew. Like, when
Instantly.
We kissed, I knew. Like,
yeah.
I got to be with her.
Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah.
That's the one. Yo.
Yeah. I swear.
And I totally believe it because I have never seen Justin seem so genuine.
I've been doing it for a long time.
I definitely believe you.
Thank you.
So when you were in your olden days.
Not olden days.
Cheating. Why do you feel like you cheated? Or why?
I could.
It was easy to do it?
It was super easy.
Ah.
I know I messed with people who didn't have it all the time. So I messed with people.
I doubt it came back.
I played football. I did, you know, like,
yeah.
Who wasn't attracted to that? You know,
true.
So I literally, if I wanted somebody, I had them. It was that easy.
So you didn't even really have to try?
Nah.
It must be easy being a guy.
It is.
Dang.
I mean, if you got it. I'm not like a thirsty person. There's not a lot of women who can say I be in and out their DMs. Like,
yeah.
I don't do that. I don't,
okay.
I like it's not for me.
So pass,
okay,
pass,
I
pass
want to. Okay. Yeah, but nah, that
he
guy,
said
that
he
like,
wrote you. They wrote him.
Okay. And that's it.
Yeah, and then I didn't know the importance of, like, you know, giving myself to people. So I didn't know how important that was. I was just giving myself out to anybody who wanted a piece of me. So
yeah,
now it don't fly.
Like
so
that.
Now I'm very conscious of, you know, that type of stuff.
Conscious of energy.
It does not work with me now. I am not the old Justin. You know, people used to know. So.
Yeah. And I can really, really tell how
yeah.
much you've grown. Like, just your conversation has
right.
changed. Like,
mentality, everything. Even persona, like presence when you walk into the room, is like a good vibe. It's like, I like that.
Yeah, you have a confidence about yourself that's
yeah.
really, really good. And I'm like, Justin, you don't know how proud of you I really, really am.
When
yeah,
I tell
I'm
you.
Still don't get it. Like, it still haven't hit me yet. Like, every time I look in the mirror, I'm still trying to figure out, like, who am I?
Yeah.
Who am I now? Because I don't even recognize this person. So it's like, dang.
It
would be so comfortable to go back to who I used to be, but I know
yeah.
a lot of people are looking at me now. And it's like, if I don't do it for me, I gotta do it for them.
Yes.
You know? Especially my child. So.
I expect that. Definitely.
So, the main thing we want to know about Justin Williams. Is Justin Williams? Tell the people
yeah.
on social media who Justin is, where he comes from, what he's about.
Like I say, I'm still trying to figure out who I am, but I think I'm on the right path this time. I'm not the person people used to know me as. Like, high school, middle school, that Justin Williams does not matter. So if people still hold on to that person, you won't get far with me.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, old friendships that don't, you know, benefit me anymore. I'm not into the hanging out, the going to the club, the smoking, the drinking. And I'm not judging nobody else. I'm not better than nobody else. But I've decided that my future is more important than what's happening right now. And so for me, I want things in life like a house, you know, a big family, you know. And that's the type of thing. In that, in my career that I, you know, I want as a filmmaker, it doesn't have time for all the stuff we were doing in high school, middle school, stuff like that. So, like, I'm a man now. I have responsibilities. I have a family who's dependent on me. You know what I'm saying? I have a son who looks up to me, wants to do everything I do. And so, me being out there in the streets, the clubs, it's just not for me anymore. So, it's like, people can't even call my phone and get a conversation out of me. Like, I see certain names and I just don't pick up.
You have to be like that.
We have nothing in common. We have nothing to talk about. So a lot of people hit me up. I'm proud of you. Keep it moving.
Right, right.
No, literally, because I have a lot of people who hit me up now that I haven't spoken to in forever. And it's like,
where is this coming from?
Like, you still have my number?
No, like, somebody wrote me the other day. I hadn't seen this person since, like, the second grade.
No. I mean, like.
No, it was like, okay, what, like, what's up? Like,
what do you want?
And I'm not trying to be, like, cocky. No. But once I get to the level I'm trying to get to, you better be trying to talk to me now. Because when I get, everybody going to be like, I changed. And I'm going to be like, yeah, I did.
Because you have to do better for yourself. Yeah. If nobody else wants better for you, you got to want better for yourself. And you have to grow and you have to learn. You go through things, you make mistakes, but you get better. And that's how you continue to grow. And a lot of times, unfortunately, in Galveston County, I just feel like a lot of times people don't want to grow. Yeah. They just want to stay in one place. And I feel like we got to keep going. Yeah. And when they see Andrea, Justin, L'Oreal, Dylan, other people that are doing things, making music. I said Dylan because like I just saw you. What's going on?
Brian, though, it was like, you know, when Brian, the NFL started coming around for him, I was like, you know, he has to change. He has to move on from the things we had been doing. And I could not look at him like, oh, my partner leave. We don't talk every day no more. He don't. No, that is selfish. It's like, I have to let him go and make it for his, like, his family. Gross. Like, it's bigger than that. Like, my family means more to me than anybody.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is for me. Nobody else has to care about their family. I care about mine.
Right.
And I'm, like, that's what I mean, and I stand on that. So, I'm just not that accessible anymore.
That's good.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't want everybody having your energy, though. That's
protect
the thing.
Your peace.
Protect your peace.
Hashtag protect your peace.
This is if you ain't on nothing, then we ain't on nothing.
Right.
And, you know, I plan on coming back, you know, getting other people who I see doing something and trying to make it. But as far as the people who think that they're going to watch me grind and do all of this and they haven't done anything and they just put me on, bro.
Let me get on.
It's not happening.
Right. Coattail.
It's not. I'm not putting anybody on who isn't trying to put themselves on.
I respect that. The hustle.
The game is not told. It is literally sold. Like,
hashtag that
is,
job.
Like, I paid for my way in. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm linked with a guy in L.A., you know, they're big-time people.
Yeah.
You know, and I work my butt off to get to that. So it'll be a slap in the face to pick somebody else with me who haven't done any work and just, you know, put them in the door. It doesn't work like that.
And as far as your trajectory in L.A. in, like, 5 years from now, where do you see yourself career-wise, family-wise, personal-wise?
Big time.
I like that.
I say next year. Like I said, it's not going to take me 5 years. It's next year I'll be the hottest thing talked about in L.A., not just down here, like, in L.A., like, I just see it, you know. It doesn't take a lot for me to dream and see those things before they actually happen. So I say next year, I'll be the hottest thing. You know,
2021, y'all.
I'm saying it. 2021, it goes down.
With, you know, quarantine's over.
Justin Williams fulfilled. Like, this is shot. We good.
We don't know when
we
gonna check out. So it's
for real.
Important.
You gotta keep going.
Like, it is important. Like, I am not leaving this earth, but I'm leaving my son an inheritance.
Yes, black children with old money. I've always wanted to see that.
Breaking generational curses.
If I die tomorrow, like, I would fail them.
Yeah.
Because I had made it. So yeah. I strive to, like, literally make it for them. So if I don't make it, then I fail them. Mm. And I'm not living with that.
Yeah.
Respect that.
And speaking of family, we talked about family. I definitely wanted to dedicate this episode to Justin and myself's cousin, Jataria Taylor, and her sweet baby, Isaiah. They lost their lives in a car accident on August 23rd. And Jataria was such a supportive person, a caring person, a loving person, just a beautiful soul.
Yeah.
And I know how proud she would be of Justin right now.
Nah, for sure.
Seeing this, sharing his stuff. She would be going so hard. And I just want to dedicate this episode to her.
Like I was saying earlier, I was telling Sheree while I was in the shower, I was on Facebook looking at my memories, and I had posted something, and she had, I literally seen her comment. She was saying how proud of me she was.
That's angels right there.
Yeah, it was infamous though.
Yeah.
It was kind of. But I know she'd be happy.
Right on. That's y'all guardian angel right there.
She's in a better place.
Yeah, that whole situation is just like
hard. And it's hard to deal with, hard to kinda maneuver through, but we'll make it. I know that she is in a much better place than we are, not in pain, not hurting, not stressed,
right,
not over nothing. So I just wanna keep pushing her name on.
Yeah.
We love you, Jataria.
Love you.
Okay. So, Justin, tell everybody how they can follow you on social media.
On Facebook, just simple Justin Williams. Instagram, _ J Will Official. And that's it. I don't have anything else.
The movie got an Instagram page too, huh?
Yeah.
Official Deception Short Film, but I don't really be on that like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really. I can't operate that many pages like that.
No, it is hard.
I need a media person here. Like,
right.
Yeah, it's really, really hard.
It's coming.
Next year, he's looking for an assistant, y'all. So,
definitely.
Y'all patients out there.
Yeah. You got to be experienced in it, though. I ain't talking about somebody just
want to do it.
So, before we go, let's tell them about this. Tell them what you can say about Deception. Now, you can't tell us much, but tell us
a little bit. Now, I'll give y'all a sneak peek of it. The premiere is on the 20th. If you're not there, you won't know. it's a dramatic romance. And it's just a lot. I think I didn't figure out what the movie was about till we actually finished. You know, I had just freelance everything, but now I know that, you know, it's two characters that are very broken and they don't even realize it. And they take on a relationship that they basically rushed into and they didn't get to know each other. And so a lot of things uncover, you know, as time passes, and it's like, I wish I would have known that before, you know, I got with you.
Okay.
I think that's like borderline. I'm still trying to figure it out. Like I say, I'm just ready for it to be over with so I can get on the next thing.
Okay. And I know last time we got an exclusive from you, so we want to see if we can get it again. In Cali, you making some sort of
big move.
Yeah.
Sitcom or something?
Yeah, I'm a part of a sitcom. A sitcom. So I'll be flying out. Me and my guy talked today about when I can actually get to LA. I think we came up with next weekend. I'll be flying up out there, you know, to go take on that new journey in my life.
Right. Now, are you permanently relocating or just out there for the weekend? You probably like, I ain't tell y'all about that right
now. They want me to.
Okay.
They want me to move to LA. You know, everything will be paid for. And I'm just in a tug of war with it right now.
Okay.
Because if I go, then my son got to go because I can't leave him there.
Yeah.
You know, of course, that's big to me. So I can't just leave my son like that. So hopefully I can just fly back and forth. I don't really like flying, so I just have to get over that just to, you know, go and come back. But, nah, it's finna get greater.
Okay.
It's finna get bigger for me.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, be safe in the flights because it's Wi-Fi down here, too.
I'm sorry.
I'll be driving,
but no, not the 24 hours.
I'm going to Vegas. I drove to Vegas for her birthday.
Y'all drove?
That's
nuts. She said, I flew.
I couldn't miss that, so I drove for her.
Man,
and
drive.
So she don't think, like, that kiss, you know, I was in love. I can't try and convince her. No more, but I
want you to fly out there. Don't drive. Because it's going to be that's a long drive.
We flew to Hawaii, so okay. I should be good.
Yep, y'all be fine. I'm going to pray, though. See, because I'm
worse anxiety.
I just can't be in the back wing because if it's turbulence, I'll be like, ah, so nah.
I remember this one time I almost freaked out on the plane. I'm not racist, man.
Yeah.
One of them Arabic guys, he stood up on the plane like the whole time. I'm like,
it's so funny.
Yeah, I'm like, something pop off.
Got to go.
No, I'm gonna get him. Like,
This is not the final destination.
Not for me.
Right?
I've been trying to fly that
much. We're going to get there, all right.
Well, we want to thank you so much, Justin, for coming to live the Lux life with us. And we're excited. We can't wait till Sunday.
Nice.
How many more days? What's today? The 15th? The
15th? The 17th. 17th, girl.
17th. Three more days.
Yep.
This day is over.
Two more days until Deception comes out. And if you're not there, you have missed it already.
Yeah.
I'm telling
you. No, well, actually, today we talked about, and I don't mind telling people, but we talked about releasing it online. We are dealing with distributors right now, like Spectrum. Who else he said? It's a lot of people. So right now what we're going to do, we're going to run ads for the movie as far as like the trailer and stuff like that. The ads will be like over the world. We trying to, the company we're working with, they've made like $500 million off films and stuff like that. So they're going to promote the movie for 3 months straight, like all over the country, all over the world. And we probably release it, I think he said Thanksgiving Day. Online and stuff like that, you know, with TV and stuff like that. So I don't know what's gonna happen. I truly don't care what happened. I'm ready for it to be over. Because I know once it's over, that's when it really starts.
Oh yeah, it's gonna start.
Set in and
yeah,
you
can't
go.
What's next for me.
Yeah,
tell him I'm next. Boy, that's my brother.
Yes, he's over here. He's over here.
Tell him I'm next. What do you do?
No, well, he got the bubbles there.
Him over here to my eyes, telling all. So I'm
excited.
I'm
hiding my whole family. My
of
whole
course.
Family.
Yeah, like the King and Ivory Wayne.
You have to do that.
Whole family going to work for me. They don't think they are, but my whole family's going to work for
me. You got the directest distant relative.
Everybody except my mama. My mama cannot work for
mm-mm.
me.
That's why I say I'm going to keep working until my mama don't have to work.
Right.
That's my goal. That's
right.
So the last thing we're going to do before we leave. Give people a little insight on networking and how they should go about it, how they should move to meet the right people to go into the field they want.
Yeah, but this was actually like my first year actually like trying to meet people, collaborate with people, because I'm so like closed off. A lot of people be looking at me like he's not like social and stuff like that. And I have like a certain look about me, I'm like mean or something like that. But this year I was like, I'm going to go to some events, you know, places where actors and actresses are, people that I can meet in the same, you know, industry as me. Just kind of put myself out there. And once I did that, like literally like a lot of people in Houston like really want to work with me right now. I have to turn down people and tell them like not right now. Yeah, because I told myself I wouldn't do anything else until Deception was all the way done.
Yeah.
And so even once that's done, it's like, no, you're not going to just see me doing everything because I can. I'm going to be real picky about, you know, what I put my name on.
Okay.
So, but to answer your question, whatever it is that people want to do, you have to surround yourself around people that do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is that simple. Like, people make stuff really complicated. It's like, you want to do something? Figure it out.
That's me.
Like, figure it out. Like, go sit around people that cut wood if you want to cut wood.
Yes.
For them. And like, it's literally that simple. So you just got to want to really do it. a lot of times it just be, you know, infatuation. Like, I think I want to do that. But, you know, the real people, they make moves.
Yeah, so they going to do it.
Don't talk to me about it.
Don't want to hear.
So, again, because I said, well, we want to thank you like 10 times.
Yeah, I'm grateful for this. For sure. I'm grateful for everything that, you know, comes my way now. So.
We're excited. The 20th is near.
Yes.
I'm not going to tell y'all what I see, I promise. So don't be looking for me to tell you.
Right, I won't be much more.
Sure do. I already got it. I got a nice gold outfit. That's right.
Black and
gold. Black and gold.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm ready.
I'll make sure I wear my makeup by that. By that time, I should be better at it. But yeah.
Hey, where y'all get that red carpet from? Because I'm still looking for red carpet.
Oh, you got to ask them. So, it's your girl, L'Oreal.
It's your girl, Andrea.
And it's your boy, Justin Williams.
And you have just listened to Lux Lifestyle. We will see y'all next time. This is episode 1 of season 2.
Check y'all out.
This was the first one, for real.